Well, as we've heard this morning, Greece has announced a third round of austerity measures to cut the country's mountain of debt and try and save itself from bankruptcy. There will be a freeze on pensions, cuts in public sector pay, and tax hikes on fuel, cigarettes, and alcohol. The moves have been welcomed by the European Union and by the IMF, but stiff opposition from the country's powerful trade unions is expected as anxious Eurozone members watch on. Nick Malkoutsis is deputy editor of the English edition of Greece's largest selling daily, Kathimerini, and he joins us now from Athens. Nick, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
Nick, what's been the response there in Greece to these latest cuts?
Well, the response has been a lot of people, as you can imagine, not particularly pleased by the measures, because it means a lot of people will be either on much lower wages as of tomorrow, paying a lot more in tax. But on a broader political and economic level, people understand that Greece needs to take some drastic measures to reduce its deficit and its debt, because it's in dire financial straits.
And let's go through some of them. When you say people will be on lower wages, are public servants actually having their pay cut, or are they having some things like holiday leave loadings and bonuses held back?
Well, the pay structure for public servants in Greece is very complicated, but essentially what the measures add up to is that their salary is being reduced by sort of 10 to 15%, which is a cut which is completely new territory for Greece. The way it's being done is that it's not going off their salaries as such, but fringe benefits, supplemental pay and so on are being cut drastically by up to 30%, and all that adds up to people taking home 10 to 15% less.
And what about the freeze on pensions? There are a good proportion of the country on the pension in Greece. What would normally happen every year? Is there an annual increment that's being frozen?
That's right. There is an increase. I mean, Greece has quite a generous pension scheme, broadly speaking. But of course, it has an aging population, and the social security system is in danger of collapse. And the government has already announced its intention to drastically reform it over the coming months. Pensions do go up. They also in the civil service, they are quite generous. So the pension freeze again, with lots of people going into retirement now, early retirement is now being cut back. So the government's looking to make a lot of savings there as well.
Now, beer and ciggies up, and freeze on pay rises. These are normal mechanisms used by governments in tough times. But a novel mechanism announced by the Greek Parliament yesterday is the creation of a national fund, asking people to make charitable contributions to a national fund to support the government's efforts. And at least one internationally known Greek, Nana Mouskouri, has made a donation, a public, high-profile public donation to that fund. Tell us about the fund and who the government thinks will or should contribute.
Well, the fund, as you mentioned, it's an idea that was floated yesterday, and it's a fund that will be set up. It's chiefly aimed at Greeks living abroad contributing. I think if you stop the average Greek on the street in Athens or any other city here, they'd say, well, I'm already contributing. You know, I'm paying 20 euro cents more for my fuel this week than I was a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, if you're a civil servant, you're on a lower salary anyway. So people think they're doing their bit. Obviously, there's a lot of wealthy Greeks living abroad. You mentioned Nana Mouskouri, and she's saying that she'll contribute her part of her pension towards this fund. I think if you ran a survey today, I think most people would think it's a bit of wishful thinking on the government's part. Of course, it can't make things worse, that's for sure.
Nick, the opinion polls that I've seen anyway seem to be split pretty equally between people who support the tough measures and people who don't. But in terms of their impact on the population, apart from some annoying things like paying more for your cigarettes and your alcohol, will the cuts mean real financial hardship for citizens?
I think for some people it will make things very tough, yes, because this is happening at a time when the Greek economy is obviously in recessions. A lot of businesses are closing down, unemployment is increasing. The Labour minister suggested it might reach 20% by the end of the year. So if you're adding on to this lower wages, and the fear at the moment, it's restricted to the public sector in terms of pay cuts, but the fear is that private companies will soon follow suit, and that's something people are very worried about. Like I said, the increases in fuel, in alcohol, in cigarettes, there's a luxury tax now, of course, on the higher earners, but the increase in fuel tax is beyond anything that Greece has known, certainly in its recent years. So it does hit people hard. This will be reflected in public sentiment in the weeks to come. I would imagine that those polls, which have been showing public opinion roughly split down the middle or perhaps slightly in favour of the measures because a lot of people realise they have to be taken, may be shifting over the next few weeks.
And do you think the shift in public sentiment will be played out on the streets? I noticed that the union movement is describing these latest cuts as unjust, and a leader of the Communist Party is calling for workers to rise up, the working class to rise up. Do you think there's already been a protest, I think, of pensioners outside the Prime Minister's office? What's going to happen
right
there?
You're right, the pensioners clashed with the police outside the Prime Minister's office. We've already had the Civil Servants Union announcing a strike for the 16th of March. That will be their third 24-hour strike in recent weeks. And when they strike, the country basically comes to a standstill. Airports are closed, public transport is shut down, and so on. We imagine that private sector unions will join the Communist Party-affiliated unions, which do have a power, if not necessarily a high membership, have a powerful voice within the union movement, are talking about a strike this Friday. So there will be a lot of unrest, and the government will have to handle this. This is now the exercise. It's taken the measures, it's taken the tough measures it didn't want to take initially, and now it has to handle public opinion. And this is going to be a very, very testing exercise for this government.
Yes, luckily, I suppose, in some senses, it's a newly elected government with a long way to run. Nick, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
My pleasure.
That's Nick Malcuzzi, the deputy editor of the English edition of the newspaper Katamarini, joining us there from Athens. It's 10 to 7 on Breakfast.